Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rav Yonah Arni Marotzi Sheichli Nishmas Maris Esther Bas Rav Shmuel Refuas Chaya Yochevet Fege Bas Michal Yudis Basia Sar Shachole Yisrael. And we are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Chayra of Moreno Rabbi Avad Atzal. The Rambam in Hilchas Trumas, Pelek Dalet, Halacha Tes, writes, Haimel Lashutfer Leben Beiso La'avdu of Shivchas HaTron, V'holchu Litroim, V'bitol Shlichusim Kodim Shitroim. If somebody says to the Shutf, to his Ben Bais, to his Zevet, to his Shivcha, take off Truma, and the person went to take off Truma, and then he was Mevato their Shlichus before they did so, Im lo shina Shliach Truma Su Truma, if the Shliach didn't change, he did what he was told to do, then his Truma is a valid Truma. Vim shina, but if he changed for what he was told to take from the north and he took from the south, then his truma is not a truma. The right, it's masik on the Rambam. Why did the Rambam establish the paskin like Reish Lakish? The Allah is not like Reish Lakish. Meaning, in the Yerushalmi, there's a kashan Reish Lakish who holds Lo asi divor mevatel divor. So it holds that one divor can't be mevatel another divor. The Mishnah says, "Bitel tashaliach perakem of the truma's Mishnah dal. Bitel tashaliach imat shelo tarim bitel ain truma so truma." If a person would mevatel his shliach before they took off truma, the truma is not truma. So you see that asi divor mevatel divor. Divor can be mevatel divor. Answers the Gemara. And then must still took Mishnah's talking about a case where he said take from the tzof and he was take from the darim. Then the bitul shlichus helps. So this whole kimta is only according to Reish Lakish. Aval anon kaimalon, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan holds that asi divor mevatel divor. Kemaskana de sukiyah, like the maskana bar sukiyah. Rein posek haRambam atzmoi, that asi divor mevatel divor. So here also, why didn't the Rambam just paskin that you can be mevatel your shlich? Why is it only Bittul Shlichus if he's Mishana, like Reish Lakish? Why doesn't he just pass him like Rabbi Yochanan? Let's see about the Divor. That's the way we pass him. Ram himself passes that way. Perak Tesimel Chasishas Halacha Chav, Dim Isha Estel Shlich Lekachu, Bittul Shlichus Ekodim, Shikibu Lekidushin, and Mekudeshis. A woman made a Shlich to be Mekadishir, and she's Mevatel Shlich before he's Mekabal Lekidushin. She's not Mekudeshis. So, even without the Shlich being Mishana, Bishlichus, Rain Trumas, or Truma, the Asi Divor, Mevatel Divor. The old kasha, another kasha, that even if we say there's a chilik between truma and kedushin and yibitul, but by kedushin you can mevatel truma, by shlichus so much truma you can. Nevertheless, eich mahani habitul im emash shina, the kevin shashinui b'fnei atzno eino mevatel hashlichut, eich zeh mahani b'tzeruf im habitul. I don't understand. If you can't be mevatel the shlichus, so how does mash shina help? In other words, how does that tzeruf work together? If you can't be mevatel the divor, so how does it help if the person was mishana? Not say ofer zeh oseh. As nara b'yishuv divrei Rambam kach. Katuv b'gemara b'mesechet Tmura b'daf yud amud aleph kach. Boy Rami Bar Chana. Rami Bar Chana inquired regarding the case where someone consecrated his animal for the sake of his fellow's atonement. Makdish oise tmura. Omiskaper oise tmura. Does the consecrator have the capacity to make tmura? Or does the one who receives atonement have the capacity to make tmura? Rava said, surely it's the one who receives atonement. Im kain, for if it would be so, that the consecrator has the ability to effect tmura. Matzinutz. Then we would find it possible for offerings of the community and of partners to make tmura, in a case where they appointed an angel, a shliach, to consecrate an animal for them. A Korban Tzibur is something brought for the entire Kahal Yisrael, And Korban Shutfin is brought on behalf of a select group of people. As far as Kapara goes, these offerings have numerous owners. If the community of the partners designated someone to consecrate an animal on their behalf, then from the perspective of consecration of Hakdasha, the offering only has one owner. Now it's derived from a pasuk, the Gimel and Aleph, that Tmure can be effected only through an offering that has a single owner, not one that has multiple owners. So, in regard to the law of Tmura, the owner is the one for whom the offering atones, then communal and partnership offerings can never be used to make Tmura. However, if the owner is the one who consecrated the animal, the makdish, not the miskapel, then it is possible for these offerings to be used to make tumule in the event that the community of partners appointed an agent to consecrate an animal on their behalf. So now it says like this. In Kain, Matsinu Tzibu B'Shutfin Oisin Tumure, Ron D'Shavish Lech Lak Dushe. So then we would have, if you say that the Mak D'Shosa Tumure, that depends on the Makdish, then all you would have to do is the Tzibu and the Shutfin can make Tumure. Yet the Mishnah below says, unequivocally, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that a carbon sieve or carbon shitfins can't make tmure. So obviously the tmure is based on the miskapir and not on the makdish. Rashi, in kain the makdish is the tmure, matzim the tmure b'tzibur b'shitfin b'heichadam. When the shavu shibur tzitfin shlech like dushay carbon alive. Dashtavi makdish yachid the queen of a carbon yachid. That's we set outside. That if so, the makdish makes tmure, and we find tmure the tzibur v'shutfin. What's the case that they made a shliach? We makdish a carbon for them. So now it's a makdish yachid. It's called a carbon yachid. So if we follow him, and we learn at the end of of our mishnah tzibur, in other words, on Davi Gimel, a tzibur v'shutfin einos in tmure. It's as the achronim, the regamay de shliach. Since the whole reason the shliach helps is because the shluch hashalad mekumosa, so it turns out that the tzibur and the shutfin are those who are makdish. How could the Gemara say that we find that the tzibur and shutfin can make tumur if they make a shliach? Yeah, but the shliach is only representing them. So in the mail, it's not a yachid. It's tzibur and shutfin. So how does the Gemara assume that it's a car that it's going to be like a carbon yachid? So the Brisker Rav in the stencil was conscious of this difficulty, and he writes as follows: The Loshen Hakamara the Shavu Shliach Lakdusha Lachor Elav Dafka Shliach. The Basu Shliach Lakdusha Mishalahem Bevadei Lo Mikri Hu Hamak Mishalahem. Ela the Kavanas Hakamara Imam Ikdish Mishaloi Al Menas Veskapel Boishut Fin Hatzibu. Stomeret Sharav Mi Brisk Masbir. The lashon of shavu shliach lakedusha is lav dafka shliach, because if they make a shliach to be makdish what belongs to them, he's not the makdish they are. Rather, what the Gemara means is he's makdish his own for the sake of their kapara. So it's that he's makdish his own karvan. This is not only him. It's numerous achronim say this word, but that's not mashmash to the lashon of the Gemara. Shavu Shliach is mashma, not that he took his own, but that he did it on their behalf. When you're makdish for someone else, you're owned for someone else, you're called a makdish. And here the Gemara calls him a shliach. So we're talking about that they made a mishliach to be makdish of their animal. And how's your kushel duchte? Why is Why is it considered hekdesh yachid? The hekdesh is misyachid to the shutfin, to the tzibur. Zo akushya she'anachnu rotzim lehitmodel ita. As nera bebiur ha'inyan kach. Ketuv ba'gemara bebava kama bedaf samchet bet ish ki yakdish et beito kodesh amar rachmana. Ma beito shelo af kol shelo. When a person's makdish his house, be holy, Torah says, so just like the house has to be yours, everything has to be yours. When you make hekdesh, it has to be yours. So we see that without a pasuk, a person could be makdish a house that wasn't his. So we see in the Gemara, in Tmura, Dafta Samralf, without a pasuk of day, so a person could be makdish b'emes chavero. By Trum also, you need a pasuk that you can't be termed et she'en shelo. Like you see in the Gemara in Kedushin, that Memal from the base. How we have to understand that Gabi Mechira, we don't need a pasuk to tell us that he can't sell a house that's not his. Pasuk that he can't. Why do we need, we've discussed this in the past, why do we need a pasuk to tell us that by Hekdesh, he can't be Makdish what belongs to something else? So, Nara Bechiluk Adavar Kach, Shehakna'a hi chalut b'inyan mamon shel hachefetz. Haknoe is a chalois on the mammon of the chayfetz. Ve'al kein shereach inyan hakna'a rak etzel ha'pe'alim, shish lo kinyan mammon shel hachefetz. Haknoe is a chalois on the mammon of the chayfetz. And therefore, in order to make a haknoe, you have to have mammon. It has to be your kinyan mammon. If I want to be makna something to you, it has to belong to me. I have to have a kinyan and a mammon. Hashem hekdesh, harei chalois, harei chalois, be'etzem ha'chefetz. Hekdesh is a chalois in the chefetz itself, but the etzem ha'chefetz changes from a chefetz of chul into a chefetz of kodesh. Haknoah, there's no shinu, the etzem ha'chefetz, if it's shaykh to Reuven and to Shimon. The whole shinu is only in the moment of a chefetz, but it belongs to somebody else. But when it comes to Hekdesh, Hekdesh is a chalois be'etzem ha'chefetz, that it changes from chul into Hekdesh. And with regard to the etzem ha'chefetz, there's no chiluk between the bailim and somebody else. Since the bailus of the bailim is only le'inyin, le'gabe inyin mamon shel ha'chefetz, and not le'gabe the chefetz itself. With regard to the object itself, there's no difference between bailim and someone else. Because bailus only relates to the mamonus of the chefetz, and not to the chefetz itself, not to the object itself. Because if he doesn't have a din mamon, it's not shaykh to have bailus. For example of ben chayrim, we say ain't done with ben chayrim, only the kinani chat can be mamon. Because he is a din mamon, but not a ben chayrim. So, with regard to the ownership of the object, all that matters is the mamonus, not the object itself. That's what creates an ownership. Mamonis, that is monetary value. And therefore, if there's a din in the parsha of Hekdesh, she yucholim la Hekdesh, belip kro, the ish ki yakdesh is based on Kodesh, there would be no chiluk between the Bible and somebody else. Why? Because the Gabi, the Yatsim Chayfetz, there's no chiluk between the Bible and anybody else. The bailus of the bailum relates to the mamonis. When it comes to being makdish, there should be no chiluk. You want to be makdish, it's chayfetz. There's no chiluk between the owner and anybody else. And therefore, kamashim on the pasuk, no. But even the bailum can be makdish to chayfetz. V'cheinu l'gabei trume, v'nami chaloitz be'atzim ha'chayfetz. So, just like hekdish is a chaloitz be'atzim ha'chayfetz, so to truma is a chalois in etzem ha'chefetz. We make it a cheftz of kedushas truma, and it's not talui in the mamonis. Therefore, you would think that anybody could do it. It doesn't have to be the bailin. As nara od shegam la'achar pasuk shel beito in a biur shetzarich din bailin etzem ha'chalois hekdesh. Even after the limud, it's not pshati. You need bailus like haknoi that the whole chalois is aydei korach ha'bailin. It's not mistaber to say this, since Hekdesh is not a chalois betzim adin mamon. Together is, shebikar adin l'gabei asiyat hachalot, Ha'ba'alim shavim l'chol adam. Ba'alim are equal to anybody else. That's the name. Ba'alim is only because only the Ba'alim, the Torah gave him the koyach to make hekdesh. But it's not pshat that you need Ba'alim for the etzem chalos hekdesh like hakinah. No. Because hekdesh is not a chalos betzem dimam, chalos dim in the chefetz. Rather, the gedder is שבעיקר הדין לגבי עשיית החלות, הבעלים שווים לכל אדם. The Ba'alim are the same as everybody else. That's לגבי עשיית החלות, the Ba'alim are like anybody else. That you need Ba'alim for the Hekdesh, because only the Ba'alim were given the Koch by the Torah to make Hekdesh. נראה מוכרחת לזה ממה שפסק הרמב״ם בהלכות מעשר שני בפרק ג' הלכה י' ז' שמעשר שני מומן גבויה ולכן אינו יכול להקנות מעשר שני או לקדש בו את האישה. מעשר שני is מומן גבויה, therefore you can't be מקנה מעשר שני and you can't be מקדש שני שנבלס ברמב״ם פסקן הלכה חופי שיוכל להקדיש מעשר שני שלו לבדק הבית. You may be makdish your ma'aser sheni to bedek habayis. The kasha, ma'ishna hekdesh me'aknoe. Shenu yochel ha'aknois. How is hekdesh? The Rambam paskins that a person can be makdish is most ma'aser sheni to bedek habayis. He can't be makne ma'aser sheni. He can't be mekadesh in isha with ma'aser sheni. But the money he could give to bedek habayis. So what's the difference? Why is hekdesh different than haknoah? Haknoah you can't do. Hekdesh you can do. It's mamon gavoah. What's the difference? Why can you be, you can't be makna ma'aser sheni, you can't be mekadesh in isha. But you can be makdish ma'aser sheni lebedek habayis. What's the difference? So ba'al kolchenu mevua mize, shegam acharei ha'pasuk shel beito, l'inyan lahakdish lo tzarich ba'alim, al kinyan mamon shel ha'chefetz. So even after the pasuk of Beisai, as far as hekdish is concerned, you don't need bailus on the kinyan mammon of the object, as you do the gabe kinyanim. For hekdesh, you don't need kinyan mammon. It's enough that he is a shem bailus. And as far as this is concerned, it's effective even if ma'aser sheni is mammon gavoya. Who's mammon gavoya? It's Hashem's mammon. He's the bailus. So as far as hekdesh goes, all you need is bailus. Bailus, he could be makdish. Mamnus is not his, because how do you see it's not his? Because he can't be Makni and he can't be Makadish and Isha. But as far as the Heilige Hekdesh, so that he can do, because he has Bailus. Who can voir the Subya, the Mesechet Sukkah, the Lafon, the Hamad Aleph, the Laman, the Amr Shabbat Esr Gadin de Lachem, Tali de Heter Achila, Gam Maisu Sheni, the Mamun Gavoh, who Choshev Lachem. That according to the man, the Omar, Esrog, that by Esrog, the din of Lachem, is telling whether or not you can eat it. Even Ma'aser Sheni, that's Mamon Gavoya, is considered Lachem, because it has Heter Achila. But if you say that after the Pasuk of Beis Hekdesh becomes Mikor Bailus Mamon Sheyesh Lachem, it wouldn't help Hekdesh of Ma'aser Sheni, because he would need Bailus of the Kinyan Mamon and the object. And Mamon Gavoy doesn't have Bailus of Kinyan Mamon. Just like Hakno doesn't work for this reason, where he doesn't have Bailus of Mamon. Rather, we have to say that the Chalois Hekdesh Einai Nasa Mikoyach Bailus. Vadai Shachalois Hekdesh is not done Mikoyach the Bailus. Ela Shekzerata Katuv Hi Drak Lebealim Natna Torah Koach Lakdish. Ve'al Ken. Kol sheyesh lo shem bailim mahani. The Gzeiras HaKosov is that if you have shem bailim, you can be makdish. And therefore, man diyamar esur bin lachem is talu b'heter achila. So ma'aser sheni is considered lachem. Ma'aser sheni is heter achila. Ah, it's mamon gavoh. The answer is you're the bailim. So even after beso, all you need for makdish is bailim. So here we have, my rabbi said, we have that by mamonis. We have that by hakna, you need bailis and mamonis, and we need that by hekdesh, you just need to be the bailim. But not like be the mamonis. The came of Wab, the Kedusha Rabbeinu Chaim and Levi, the Chas Erchen, Perek Vav, the Chatit Zain, the Beer Shem Hadit Nam Beerchen, the Mechol Akdish, the Bechor, the Bedek Abai, Zeo Absalman, the Amar Tovata, Naina Mamon, the Afta Emo Din Mamen, the Kalmoko and Kevin Yeshla Korach Nesina, Al Ken Bail of Nikri Achas Nesina, Lachi Yochol Akdish, the person could be Makdish, his Bechor to Bedek Abai is, why? He doesn't have Mamonis in it, but he has Bailus. Is Mevoal Shalakdesh, we don't need Bailus of Mammon. It's enough to have a shame Bailim. Therefore, the Tovus Hana that he has, even if it's not called Mammon, he doesn't have Bailus of Mammon. Nevertheless, since he has Koyach Nesine, Yishlo Shem Bailim, and he could be Makdish. So again, all you need is Bailus and not Mammonis in order to be Makdish. V'hinei Rabbeinu Amar b'makom acher that by shlichus of asiyas chalois, that from this we learn in the shlichus of chol ha'tarah kulo, there are two inyanim. Number one is mesiris koyach ha'mishaleach. The mishaleach is giving over his koyach to the shliach, and also siachsus ha'maisa, the maisa of the shliach, is mesiachis to the mishaleach. That we require mesiris koyach ha'mishaleach l'shaliach, and it's not enough. The siachsus ha'maisa is because the marshal, the shlich, is gerushin. Without the koyach of the mishalech to the shlich, it doesn't have a din ma'isa gerushin at all. And then it's getting me, what's going to be mesiachis to the mishalech is a ma'isa that doesn't have a din ma'isa gerushin, and therefore it's not going to be effective. And therefore we require mesiras koyach ha'bailim l'shlich. In order that it should be a ma'isa gerushin, that the ma'isa gerushin of the shlich should have a din ma'isa gerushin. So yes, the ma'isa has to be mesiachis, relate back to the mishalech. But he has to have the koach of the mishlech, otherwise the bachan not a ma'aser gerushin the mashal. But you also need mesiras. The mesiras koach alone isn't enough. If you gave him his koach, but it has to relate back. It has to be mesiachis back to the mishaleach, gevaldik. So that's what Rabbeinu explained elsewhere. So al pi zeh nirah that only b'chol ha'toira it's not enough to have mesiras koach. We require also hisyachsus ha'maiser. Because there. בעצם צריך עשייה אז בעילים, וממילא שצריך את יחסות המעשה של השליח על המשלח, כדי שמשלח יהיה עושה החלות. That you require both, because you need the עשייה of the בעילים, and therefore there has to be a שיח, so the might of the שליח to the משלח, in order that the משלח will be the one who's doing the חלוס. The משלח is the one doing the חלוס, it's not going to help. You need to see Achsus HaMais, not only the Shleich of the Koch Tuv, it has to relate back to the Mishalech, because he's to be the one doing the Chalois. Mashen came back to Shvet Shumeh, the Be'ikir Din HaAsiya Leka Shum Chiluk Bein HaBailim La'achir. When it comes to Hekdesh and Truma, that in the Ikir Din HaAsiya, there's no Chiluk between the Bailim and anybody else. Hekdesh and Truma, there's no Chiluk between the Bailim and anybody else. And the only reason you had to see us a Bailim is because only the Bailim were given the koach to be Makdish or Torah. But other than that, there's no difference. The Gabay Asiya, anybody could do it. Anybody could be Makdish. Anybody could be Torah. Just as Xeris HaKosov, that you need the Asiyas, that only the Torah only gave the Bailim the koach. But Lulezot, anybody has shaykhus. Everybody has shaykhus to it. Everybody can be makdi. Everybody can be tired. Vim kacha, where a person makes a shliach, lahakdi shalitram, all he has to do is give me moiser koyach. Doesn't need a siach to some maisa. All the person has to have is koyach of bailim. If only the Balaam were different than anybody else, that only the Balaam has the right to be makdish toyrim, then you need a siyachsa samaisa. But really, everybody's equal. Bigger din asiyah, as far as the asiyah goes, everybody in theory could be makdish. Elamai, to do the ma'aseh of hekdesh, you need koach of bailus. You need the koach of bailim. The gabay etzem achefetz, we said before, there's no chiluk between the bailim and everybody else. Because what is bailus? Bailus is the gabay the mominus. Since bailus is only the gabay the mominus, everybody's equal in this object. Everybody has equal rights to be makdish this object. Elamai, the Torah said, but you need the power of Bailus to do it. In other words, as far as the Etzem Chefetz goes, with regard to Hekdesh, as far as the Etzem Chefetz goes, everybody's equal in the Chefetz. Not Mamanistic, everybody's equal in the Chefetz. So only the Bailim have Mamanist. As far as Hekdesh is concerned, we don't care about the Mamanist. Only the you need Bailus of the Bailim. Only the Gabi the moment of the Chefetz, but not the Gabi the Chefetz Atzma. The Rav Shem B'din moment is not Shaykh in your Bailus. In other words, the Din Parashas Hekdesh, there's a Din Parashas Hekdesh that you could be Makdish. If not for the Pasuk, oh, that's why you would have a Havamina. What's the Havamina? That anybody could be Makdish. You need a special Pasuk to say no. But you need koach of bailam. That doesn't change the yisod advar. The yisod advar is like gabi the chayfetz itself. Everybody's equal. All you need to be makdish is koach of bailus. He gave you his koach, but it doesn't have to relate back to him. If it were mamonistic, it would have to relate back to him because it's his mamonis. But the gabi hekdesh, we're not dealing with the mamonis. The gabi the etzem chayfetz, everybody's equal. It's the power of Hekdesh was given only to the Bailam, but he could give it to somebody else. And then that person has the power of Bailam, but doesn't have to relate back to the Bailam. L'fizah s'shapri gemorah t'mureh, where the tzibur made him a shlich to be makdish, it's considered Hekdesh yachid. Why? We had said that, no, he's representing the tzibur, so he's a din tzibur. No, he doesn't! All you need is mesiris koyach. They gave him their koch, but doesn't have to relate back to them. So he has the koach, but it's not, but it's his maisa. And therefore, with regard to where the tzibur made a mashliach to be makdish, it's considered hekdesh yachid. And that's the gemore. Imkei matzinu tzibur v'shut v'noisim t'mure. That if you say that the makdish can make tumure, and here, if the makdish is the yachid, he can make tumure. So it must be, and he's taka yachid, because all he needs is mesiris koch, but then you don't have to have a siach to samaisa back to the mishaleach. ועל פי זה יש לבאר את שיטת הרמב״ם שמחלק בין קידושין לתרום לעניין ביטל שליחוס. הרמב״ם makes a חילוק when it comes to קידושין you can be מבעת על השליחוס בדיבור and when it comes to תמורה when it comes to תרומה you cannot be מבעת על השליחוס בדיבור you need to be משנה in the different way it's said by קידושין you can be מבעת על השליחוס כסת דיבור מבעת על דיבור תמור תרומה you can't be מבעת על if the guy wasn't משנה. And that's because by Tumah, Saga the Mesiris Koach L'Shliach Kareide. All you need is Mesiris Koach. You don't need a Siach Sisamaita, like we said. And since that's the case, the Shlich was already finished now, even though the Shlich didn't do the Maisa. He was given the Koach. Oh, See you later. Kens for Nigma Slichus, Abishu Shishkan Falisha Slichus. Male Shishla Din Maisav Shanasai De Dibu. The Shlichus was already finished. It's a Chalosh Shlichus. Hopefully we'll explain this in another shir when we talk about Machlekes of Yechon or Reish Lakish B'chador B'toch Lamed. But when the person, the Mishalech, did everything he could in order that the Chalosh should be Chal, so it's like the Chalosh, it's already like a Maisa, just the Chalosh has nowhere to be Chal yet because the person hasn't yet been Mafresh the Tshuma B'foya. But he did everything he could in order that the chaloi should be chal. So that's already considered like a maisa. It's bezrat Hashem and achmaot neveim. Mashenkin bekidushin, kar chaloi shlichus ulinin esiachsus ha-maisa. By kidushin, there has to be a siachsus ha-maisa back to the, in other words, by the turmai, it was a serious kayach, he did all he could do. But by kidushin, and that's like considered like a maisa already. He did all he could do for the Truma to be Chal Mishalech. But by Kiddushin, Chaloi Shlichu, Sulinim, Siachsus HaMaise. By Kiddushin, it's not a serious Koch, because it's Siachsus HaMaise, only then Mishasus is HaMaise. That relates back to the Mishalech, then the Shlichus is finished. Because of this, before the Shlich does the Maise, where the Chaloi Shlichus hasn't yet been finished, it's considered still a Dibur. Because it's still Dibur, it's still weak, because he hasn't yet done the, there's no Chaloi Shlichus until the, if there's already a chaloi shlichus, like by Tzurume, so he was Maiser Koyach. That's chaloi shlichus. That's like a Maiser already. He did his Maiser he did all that he could. And there was a chaloi shlichus here. So it's done. That's already like a Maiser. Hashem came when it comes to Kedushin, there you need a siachsus ha-maiser la-mishalech. That's not finished until the mice is actually done. So since the shlichus isn't yet, there hasn't yet been a chalosh shlichus, it doesn't have the status of a mice, it only has the status of a dibur. And since it has the status of a dibur, it's a dibur, mevatel dibur. That's why the Rambam says that by kedushin you can be mevatel the dibur. That's what it says in our sugya, v'shichu shel gerushin, shekol kama d'loimot agita liyodah k'rachos shel dibur. Because before the shlich does the maisa, there's no siachsus ha-maisa l'mishaleach. There's no chalos shlichus, so it's considered dibur. Where there's a chalos shlichus, it's already considered a maisa. And that's when he gives that to Mesiris HaKoyach. That's when we're talking about Tzulman. So it's Meyushavim Piskei HaRambam. The Rambam passes by shlichus is bittul, because by kedushin is bittul. Because dibur and vatal dibur, but when it comes to truma, there's no bittul because it's already considered a maisa. Because it's a chalosh shlichus from the get-go. Because he's already a mesiris koach. Even before there's a siachsus a maisa, mesiris koach. That's enough to make a chalosh shlichus, which gives it the status of a maisa. Which again, hopefully, we'll explain more in our shiul on the topic of machlekes lishachis v'rabbi Yochanan and binyan chazal b'toch lamed. So, we had asked. What about this Indian of Shina? You can be Mevatel Shlichus Truma where he was Mishane. That's because the Rambam holds that by Truma, besides the fact that there's a Din Shlichus of Truma, which is Mesiris Koach greater, but Lishim Tzorach HaSiachsus. It has both aspects. It has a special din shlichus of Torah that it's only Mesiris Koach, and it also has a din shlichus of Kol HaTorah Kula, which is Siachsus HaMaisel HaMashalech. So it's a din shlichus to Kol HaTorah, Mahani Bito Gam B'li Shinui. Given that Dain Choshev Dibur, so as far as Kol HaTorah Kula, it's still considered Dibur, you can be Mevatel. And that you need a Shinui, that's only because without Shinui, it would be effective mitzad din shlichus mesuyim sheyesh b'trume. And then you can't have a bittul because it's considered a maisa. The binui shlichus is considered a maisa. When there's a shinui, so it's not shaykh that it should be effective mitzad din shlichus misuyam de tumah. And therefore you have to come on to the din shlichus of kol ha-Torah. And if you're in the din shlichus of kol ha-Torah, b'zeh mahani bittul. If he did a shinui, then it can't work for the special din shlichus of tumah, even though there's not a kpeda of the bailam on the shinui, as we're going to see hopefully. So since he did a shinui and you can't use the din shlichus of tumah, you have to come on to the din shlichus of kol tara kula. And there it's going to be effective even if he's mishana where there's no kpeda. If he did a shinui by tumah, so then you can't have the din shlichus misuyamis of tumah, no matter what, even if there's no kpeda, as we'll see. So if you did a shinui, you need to come on to the shlichus of kol tara kula. And if you're in the din of shlichus of kol tara kula, then mahani bittul. The geder achiluk, what's the chiluk between shlichus of kol tara? That it's effective where k'tishina shabayla meina makpida malashim. If the bayla mar makpid, it works. The special shlichus of truma that's loy mahani b'shina, even though there's no k'feide. For example, we have to understand mashe b'chol ter mahani shlichus, even when he was mishana when there's no k'feide, because sof, he only told him to do it a certain way. And in a different way, there's no tzivui at all. There's no shlichus. It would appear that this is because if a mashal makes a mishlech to the garish makom echad, tzarich she'er lo din kemoisu ala gerish in stam. This is not when you have specific gerish in this place. Because of this, memela his shlichus is effective to divorce even in other places if there's no kpeda. Because the kemoisu of the gerish in stam is effective for other places as well. Only the kpeda doesn't help, because if Ikuv Daito, he doesn't want this gerushin to happen. If it's not the makom point, if it's not makpid, he has a knin kamoisa stam, so he could do it somewhere else. So this is all shayach and the din shlichus of kol tara kula. But in the din shlichus mesuyim of tzuruma, this isn't shayach. Because there, the asiyah is mishad shliach atzmai. Because bailam kol adam betzim shavim bezeh. So it's the shliach's mice himself, not the bailam's mice. There's no siachsas or mice back to the bailam. And all that's lacking for the shliach is this koach asiyasu shel ha-shliach yachol lochol b'atvua. What's lacking to the shliach is that his koach asiyah should be chal on the tvua. Because it has to be your tvua in order for it to be chal. Because of this, since the Bailam gave him the koach on the tvua, he didn't give him koach on a different tvua, he gave him koach on this tvua. And mail on other tvua, lo mahani ha-shliach usam esuim shel tum ha-kval. Hashem gave a shliach shel kol ha-torah. No, they're all seeing the Messiah's Koch Lassa Maisa, but that's Mikomakom Zay Yeshlam Mitzad Adin Kemoisa. But Din Kemoisa, like a Chilik, meant towards the two Achilles. By Shlichus of Kol Tarakula, there needs to be Messiah's Koyach, but that's not it. He has a Din Kemoisa. And then Kamosa, there's no chiluk between this tefillah and different tefillah. But as a matter, he's the mishaleach. And therefore the shlichus is effective, even if he's mishan, if there's no kpeda. And it would appear that by both of them, shlichus are called a Torah and shlichus mesuyim shel truma, the shlichus is a din kamosa. The shlichus mesuyim shel truma should be in a rak b'siris kayach. He only has to be have a din like the Mishaleach, that the Koach HaSiyasa of the Shliach can be Chal Netzvua, like by the Mishaleach. But then in Shlichus Shal Kol HaTorah, that you need a Siyachsus, we require that it should be Chal on the Shliach himself a din like the Mishaleach. Not just that it's koyach hasiyah can be chal on the tefuah like by the mishaleach, but that he himself should have a din with the mishaleach. Shashliach atzmi yam mishaleach. Mimela yesh lo gam ken koyach lasis maisa. So again, when it comes to Tuma, he gave him koyach, but he only gave him koyach on this specific where he told him. He didn't give him koach on a different tefuah. He only gave him koach for this tefuah. Therefore, the shlichus on tumah doesn't work for any other tefuah. He's mishan. Hashem came when it comes to shlichus b'chol Torah kula. There, you need mesiris koach. But there also has to be a din of kamoisa, that kamoisa mamish is the mishaleach. And since the shliach is the mishalech, he has koach over everything. Even if he's mishane, as long as he's not kpeda. As nimtzal if he's there, why were the shliach was mishane? Mahani apitol shal shliach was atumah das harama. If he wasn't mishane, so it's mahani mitzad shliach was a mesuyim shal tumah. But he gave him a koach and he did what he was supposed to do. And Bittul doesn't help because the Etzem Minui Shlichus is already like a Maisa. There's already a Chalei Shlichus. That's a Maisa and that can't be misbattled by a Dibur. If he does what the Bible told him to do, so that's totally fine. There's already a Maisa and then he did what the Bible told him to do. So he used his Koach properly. So it's Chal, it's Shum, it's Chal. And if the Bible wasn't Mevatel, then it works mitzat shlichus shokol Torah kula gabeis yachsus. And therefore he can be Mishane, since he's like Kamoso. Right? You have the shliach is like the Mishaleach, when it's shlichus shokol Torah kula, it's Kamoso mamish. The shliach is the Mishaleach. Since the shliach is the Mishaleach, so it's not just Mesiris Koach, but the shliach is the Mishaleach. Mela, even if he's Mishana, it works. That's if it wasn't his battle. So if he wasn't Mishana, then it's Shlichus of Truma. He gave him the Koach, the guy wasn't Mishana, so he used his Koach properly, it's Chal. If he was Mishana, but the Mishalech wasn't Mevatel, so it also works. It works meeting Kol Torah Kula. Because the Shlich is a Mishalech, and he has Koach over everything. And it's Mesiach is back to the Mishaleach. Aval hecha sheshina v'gam bitel, but let's say he was Mishane, and the Mishaleach was Mevatel, there it's not effective. Why? Because shlichus ha-mesuyam shel tume lo shayach b'shina. If the guy changed, that's not the shlichus of Truma. Truma is he only gave him power over this tour, not only over other tour. What about the shlichus of kol haTorah? So there, the bittul is effective. So that's how the two things work together. Shlichus of kol haTorah is not a maisis of asi dibur mevat lo dibur. So that's as far as him being mishane. So that's the mevat lo the shlichus of the kol haTorah kula. If he was mevatel. If the Mishalech was Mevatel, so as far as Shlichus Kol Torah Kula, Asi Devu Mevatel Devu. And so he was Mevatel, and then if the person in addition to that also was Mishane, so there's no Shlichus of Tuumi. Because he only gave him Koch over one, not the other, over this two, not the other two. Therefore, that's how the two work in tandem. The Shlich over the Mesiris Koyach. There's no Mesiris Koach over a different tefuah, so if he was Mishane, he's not a Shlech Mitzadinei Tumi. And if he was Mevatel, if the Mishalech was Mevatel, the Shlichus, he's not a Shlichus of Kol Torah Kula. If he's a Shlichus of Kol Torah Kula, he's susceptible to Bittul B'Dibur. Hasidim Ravato Divu. That's why you need both Shin and Bittul. So that is all the spirit of the Rambam. And what then is the sfar of the Ravid who holds that you can be mevatel on shlichus of truma, even if the guy wasn't mishana, shlich wasn't mishana. So apparently the Ravid holds that the biur, what it says in the sukkah, kavi shlichus shel gerushin, that if the get hasn't come to the woman, it's considered dibur. It's not like the Rambam holds, because the chalei shlichus hasn't helped. Since there's no siach to samaisa yet, as we explained before, that's only when the chalei shlichus is effective. And the siach to samaisa back to the mishalech, where the explanation is that the tachlis of the shlichus is gerushin. The shlichus not only in bifnei atzma. And because of this, if the get hadn't come to her hand, the tachlis hasn't yet been fulfilled. And therefore it's considered that it's not gemara dover, it's considered only dibur. It's considered dibur because the tachlis wasn't fulfilled. Rambam holds you could be mevatel by get because the chaloy shlichus isn't help, hasn't been chal, because there's no siach to samaisa. The Ravid holds that the beer is that the tachlis of shlichus is gerushin. And so if the gerushin hasn't yet been done, you could be mevatel, it's not gemara dav, it's considered only dibur. Never the Ravid hold that even by the shlichus assume of Tumin, if there's only Mesiris Koyach, the Sora Shaykh, is there also the Tachas of the shlichus is Afrashis Atumin. And therefore, if he hasn't been Torahim, it's considered deep. Or if you hold that, the word is that there was a, if there was a, the shlichus, there was a Chaloi shlichus, it's already considered a Maisa, and it's too late, it can't be Mevatel. Then by Tumah, you couldn't be Mevatel. It's not the way the Ravid holds. The Ravid holds that as long as the Tachlis hasn't yet been accomplished, you can be Mevatel. So even after he gave over the Koach by Tumah to the Shliach, the Shliach gave over the Koach, but the Tachlis hasn't yet been fulfilled. Therefore, it's still considered Dibur, and you can be Mevatel. Even if the shliach wasn't mishana. Top, יש עוד לדבר בעניין הזה, לא תם ולא נשלם, בעזרת השם. אנחנו עוד נמשיך לדון, וראינו בעזרת השם נפלאות מתורת השם, ראינו סתירה ברמב״ם, אם הדיבור, אתה יכול לבטל את השליח בדיבורו, ויסוד את הקידוש שלי כאן, ותרומה היא כאן, unless the שליח was משנה, and we explained that by קידושין, it's still דיבור, because until there's a שיח, זה סמייסה למשלח, it's still the shlichus is in the plea, it's still considered dibur, it's not a ma'is and a me'ula. He can be mevatel until the kedushin is done. Hashem came when it comes to tumah, by tumah, the second he gives him mesiris koch, he has his mesiris koch, he doesn't have to a ma'is. So he can't be mevatel, this mesiris koch, it's like a ma'is. And the me'ula, again, we'll explain more in a future shir b'li nedar. And the me'ula, that he can't be mevatel, but if the shlich was mishana, then he can be mevatel, because as far as the shlichus of kol parakula goes, that it can be mevatel because that isn't chal yet, till the mice is done. And as far as the unique shlichus of truma, so that's mesiris koch only on this tour, not on other tour. So if he was mishane, that's also mevatel. So therefore, you have the reason you need both shinu and bittel is to deal with both shlichus, to nullify both shlichus. The shlichus of kol torah kula is shinu, and the shlichus of truma is bittel. Al Shinu, excuse me, Truma to the Truma, he changed, and he only has Basiris Koch on this tour, not other tour. And the Shlichus is called Tarakula by Bittel, because it's still Dibur until the Mice is done. that Shittas HaRambam, Shittas HaRaivit, is that you can be Mevatel the Truma with Dibur alone, and that's because he holds that until the Tachlis is done, it's not considered a Maisa Shlichus. And there's no Chalosh Shlichus until the Maisa is done, until Tachlis is done. So therefore, even after he appoints the Shliach, he gives him the Koach. So if he masters the Truma, but until he actually does it, it's still not, it's not considered a Maisa, it's still considered a Dibur, and therefore he can be Mevatel the Dibur. And no shinui is necessary. And mitzvah shem, mitzvah shem, dakeinu, od namshich. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.